100 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Right to you. Okay, it's a Friday morning. It's clearly time, as the phone collapses in the background, to welcome our ace telephonic correspondent from the joys of Cheshire. Hopefully he hasn't sort of noticed the fact that the phone's just fallen off. It's a strange time. Clearly it's in need of Q10. Isn't that right, Dennis the chemist?
Absolutely.
Marvellous.
Absolutely.
That's what we like to hear. Excellent. I have a feeling, I just have a slight suspicion, having seen some of the headlines this week, you might be talking about sugar and Alzheimer's. I just have that sort of sense, really, but, you know. Far be it for me to do any more predicting. Dennis, it's over to you.
Well, sugar and Alzheimer. Yes, we did see in all the newspapers headlines such as, there seems to be a strong link between the eating of a lot of sugar and Alzheimer. I mean, this story of sugar, it leaves one speechless. We cannot believe how much sugar we are eating. I mean, people eat chicken and fish and lean meat and pork and cheese and ham. People eat fruit and vegetables. People have olive oil. What I've just said is really, you know, getting towards the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet is considered the healthiest of all diets. And in the Mediterranean diet, we come to realize that there is much less sugar than other diets. Now, in Great Britain, the amount of sugar we are eating is just colossal. And we've known from years of research the connection between diabetes and sugar. And now we're hearing the connection between Alzheimer and sugar. The newspapers were reporting this week, today is the 10th of November, 2017. It was on the on the 8th of November, that's Wednesday, that every newspaper I went out, when I saw it in the headlines of the Daily Express, I then went out and bought every newspaper. And I found this information about the damaging effects of sugar on the brain, that it was in the Sun newspaper, it was in the Mirror, it was in the Guardian, it was in the Mail. Most newspapers were alluding to the fact how damaging sugar is. I can tell you, listeners, that in about the year 1750, we were getting in a year about 22 pounds of sugar a year through the food that we were eating. In America, in 1920, the amount of sugar we were eating was up to about 45 pounds of sugar a year. And then I read that in America, and we're not far behind with our problems and our obesity, that in 1990, which is only 27 years ago, that people in America were getting over 100 pounds of sugar a year. That's five times as much as 1750. Five times 20 is 100. And the poor old body just cannot cope with so much sugar. I mean, we've known for years that, unfortunately, people with diabetes, and there are two types, really, of diabetics. There is type 1, which is people who, because of a fault in their own immune system, it attacks by mistake their pancreas, the organ where we make our insulin. Insulin is this substance we make which allows us to handle sugar. So this problem with the sugar, it does combine, we've known for years, with the retina of the eye, the blood supply to the retina of the eye. And when it damages the retina, the screen of the eye, it can lead to blindness in diabetics. In fact, diabetes is one of the main causes of blindness induced by sugar. And heart damage, the sugar damages the heart in many diabetics. In fact, research shows that one person in four amongst diabetics tends to have heart problems because the sugar is combining with the cells of the heart. And then the kidneys, 20% of diabetics tend to have problems with kidneys because the sugar is damaging the kidneys. The kidneys are the filters of the body. One kidney above it has there's one kidney on the left of your body, and there's a kidney on your right of the body, and each kidney has a million little filters, a million. And that's where the blood's filtered, waste is taken out, and then the cleansed blood goes back into circulation. So if the filters get down, you can buy a Rolls Royce for £250,000. And if you break the wind mirror, you can still drive the car. Mind you, it may not be as safe because you won't be able to see as clearly. But physically, the car will go. And if you lose a bumper, the car will go. And if your aerial from your car snaps off, your radio will still work. But in the analogy to the kidney, if the Rolls Royce has a fault with the filter, then it's very hard to drive the car because you need your filter. And it's the same way with your kidneys. You need to look after your kidneys. And sugar damages the kidneys. And then another very big problem is amputations. Now, in Great Britain, England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales, and I'm not talking about France, Germany, Spain, Holland, Denmark, Portugal, Portugal, Hungary, and they have problems through having too much sugar, because it sweeps the world, especially the Western world, is the problem of sugar, that in Great Britain, every week, 160 people, every week, that's 8,000 people a year. Unfortunately, because sugar damaging the blood supply and the nerves to their legs can lead to amputation. That's a leg, a foot, or a toe. So it's very important to try and save 160 people a week of having amputation, 8,000 a year, is somehow to alter the way we eat and drink to avoid all this sugar. If you go into service stations now on the motorways or in big cities or even in small localities, you will see in garages and in supermarkets, all the major supermarkets, you will see now massive walls of tins of things like Quality Street, congratulation boxes with names like Quality Street, congratulations, and these are sweets, and there's walls of these tins, and they're being sold for £2, £3, £4 as Christmas gifts. But when you read the label and you see the amount of sugar, it's half the tin of the sweets is sugar. Probably you don't know this, but every 4 grams of sugar, glucose, sugar, on the label, every 4 grams is a spoon of sugar. 4 grams equals 1 spoon of sugar. So if you see a drink which has in 100 mils, they always give the amount in 100 mils, you must may be about to drink 500 mils of a drink, like Ribena. And I had a girl in my pharmacy 2 summers ago on a hot June day. She was drinking a smallish bottle of this Ribena, and she glugged it down, glug, 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 and I looked at the bottle, and it said 48 grams of sugar. Now, 4 grams is a spoon of sugar. So 4 into 48 goes 12. I said, you've just had 12 spoons of sugar. And she said, oh, Dennis, I've been drinking 3 bottles a day with it being hot. So she's not been having water. She's been having 3 times 12 is 36. 36 spoons of sugar. So you can see, listeners, that sugar is combining with our whole body and causing damage. The actual word that the diabetologists, the diabetic experts use, well, they made it up. The word is ages, from the idea of aging your body. So why do they choose the word ages? Well, it spells A-G-E-S. The G is the word glycosylation, from the word glucose. The A means advanced damage. A-G-E-S, advanced glycosylation, that's sugar, glucose damage, giving your body E-S, the N-A-G-E-S, ages. And they pinch the word S from the word products to make up A-G-E-S, advanced glycosylation end products. It's the end products from the glycosylation, from the glucose, the other word for sugar. It's the advanced damage, advanced glycosylation end product. So the sugar hits the eye, the kidney, the nerves and blood vessels to the legs and the heart. And that's why, unfortunately, so many people, there's 4 million people on this island called Great Britain who have diabetes. And within 10 years, the graph is showing it should go to over 5 million people with diabetes. I think about 20% are type 1 diabetics, 10% type 1, which is when their own bodies damage their pancreas and they can't make any sugar. But type 2 is often linked, not always, but often linked to being overweight or being obese or being very obese, because the sugar is causing the damage. The sugar causes us to put weight on, and the sugar, when the weight is on our cells, when the cells are fat, how many cells in the body are there? 100 billion? No. 100 million? No. 100 billion? No. 100 trillion? 100 trillion cells. And every cell wall has receptors. There are adrenaline receptors, testosterone receptors, estrogen receptors, and glucose receptors. And if the glucose receptors get damaged by the sugar, the very thing they're supposed to allow the right amount of sugar to enter the cell, because you do need some sugar for energy, but nothing like the amount that we're all getting. Even in the paper the same day, that's Wednesday of this week, there was a headline, "Nutella's new recipe doesn't go down well. The makers of Nutella have changed the recipe of the chocolate and hazelnut spread, and fans of the popular toast topping are finding it a bitter pill to swallow. Ferrero quietly ushered in the changes, resulting in a sweeter product that is lighter in colour. The proportion of powdered skim milk in Nutella's mix use has increased from 7.5% to 8.7%. That's the amount of skim milk in Nutella. While the sugar has risen from 55.9% to 56.3%. Ferrero confirmed the report after the consumer group Hamburg Consumer Protection Center revealed on social media that changes had been made. The quality and all the other aspects of Nutella remained the same, the company insisted. It referred to the updated recipe as an adjustment. Now, when I read this product with the name Nutella, when they're talking about 55.9%, 50% we all know we learn at school, 50% means half. So half a jar, like the sweets I was mentioning, the walls of these tins of sweets we're suggested to buy as a Christmas gift to eat, on top of everything else we're going to eat, cakes, chocolate, sweets, sugar, biscuit, jam, marmalade, it's all sugar. Jam is about 80% sugar. We have to realize that when the government announced recently that 500 children are now registered with doctors as type 2 diabetics because of their sugar consumption, has pushed them in to being type 2 diabetic. And another headline I read, it was in several papers, this one I picked up was in The Sun, also on November 8th. It says, the headline was, "Late scoff," in other words, eating, "late scoff heart risk. Eating just before bed." Now, a lot of us do it, I've done it myself many a time. "Eating just before bed increases the risk of heart disease and diabetes, a recent study suggests. When you eat late at night, it confuses the body clock and raises levels of harmful fats in the blood. Shift workers and jet-lagged flyers may be at risk. Mexican scientists found blood fat levels in rats who had been spiked more in those eating before sleep than at the start of the day. And there was no difference when the part of the brain controlled the 24-hour cycle was removed. So you see, when you go to bed, the system of digesting and eating is supposed to obviously slow down and stop, because you're supposed to be sleeping for 7-8 hours. But if you go to bed eating late at night, jam butties, cakes, chocolate sweets, biscuit sweets, you do fall asleep, but instead of being relaxed and repairing itself, the body is now busy sorting out all this food and all this sugar. And many people are workaholics, and they end up being up late, and then they start eating. Even the multimillionaire, I think he's worth 100 million or 200 million, and he is 58, Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell's mother was reported in the Daily Mirror, also on Wednesday. She was desperately worried about his health and had urged him to ease off. Tony Cowell, his brother, has spoken out after the Xboxer Simon last month fainted as he got himself a cup of milk and fell downstairs at home. Basically, he's a workaholic, his brother said. I know he won't stop, but he can slow down. I mean, the gentleman is a multimillionaire. He puts on very wonderful programs on the television that millions watch, but he's working too hard. And it goes on to say, the brother of Simon Cowell said, he often works until 5 a.m. because of American Idol. And the brother said, a lack of sleep takes its toll. Now, if he's working, Simon Cowell, to 5 a.m., he's obviously up when he should be sleeping from 11 or 12 o'clock, but he's up at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock, and he will be eating. Besides not sleeping, he'll be eating because the brain kicks in. Let's switch now then to the latest product from Pharmanord. Pharmanord, this company in Denmark, where by Danish law, health food products are made to pharmaceutical standards. And as a pharmacist myself, I came across this company about 24 years ago, and I was impressed that all companies in Denmark who make health food products have to make them to pharmaceutical standards. And so they've got about 48 products. Bioselenium. Selenium is the world's rarest mineral. Great Britain's soil has the lowest levels in the world. And by taking their tablet, Bioseleno Precise, you can make the 25 selenium pathways that you need to support good health. Selenium P protects your liver. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium M, your muscles. Selenium N, your nerves. Selenium S protects your skin. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, it protects your heart. And people on thyroxin, they need selenium, which only costs 10 pence a day, a tablet called Bioseleno Precise, because you need selenium to convert your thyroxin into the active form. Thyroxin is called T4 in the hospitals, but it has to be converted to the active form, T3. And you can't do the conversion without the enzyme that converts it. It's called selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, what a mouthful. But in that molecule, in that substance, you heard seleno, you need selenium. And similarly, their Q10 product, the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram, gives you energy. Q10 is a substance made in your liver, and that's the substance that joins the food that you're eating and the oxygen you breathe into your energy molecule called ATP. Water is H2O, oxygen is O2, and ATP is your energy molecule. But you need Q10 levels, and as you get older, you make less Q10, so you have less energy. But if you take the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsule, then you can get your energy of youth. I'm 3 years off 80, still working and never tired, and I've been taking bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligrams for 23 years. My late mother did all the bookwork for my busy pharmacy here in Manchester, right up to her death at 92. My uncle lived to 99 and a half, all taking the bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram and the bioselenium precise, because Great Britain's soil has the lowest levels of the world's rarest mineral, selenium. So their new product, BioGluco Control, as the name implies, controls your glucose levels. Because what people don't know, and I've asked many doctor friends and consultant friends and pharmacy friends, and nobody knows this work that the Japanese have found, that in every cell in your body, there's a substance to be made called chromodulin, and you can't make it without the mineral chromium. So in the new product, which controls your glucose, called BioGluco Control from Pharma Nord, you just take two capsules a day, one with your breakfast and one with your evening meal. That gives you the chromium that we haven't got enough of to allow the glucose channel in every cell in your body to open to let the right amount of sugar in, to give you your energy, and then you make the hormone leptin, which tells the brain, I feel full. But without chromium, the glucose channel doesn't open, so the insulin, which has got some sugar that you need, the right amount to give you energy, the insulin on the outside of the cell is sort of standing there with the sugar, scratching its bottom, if it had a bottom, saying, I can't get the right amount of sugar into the cell to give the person the energy. I'm going to store it as fat. I'm going to give him a fat bottom, a fat belly, a double chin, and even if he doesn't drink a drop of alcohol, I'll give him a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. They've even put a dose on this BioGlucose Control capsule for children over 5, one a day for children over 5, to help the children control this desire for sugar, because without the chromium in the BioGlucose Control, the right amount of sugar can't get in the cell and you get the fat. And all the sugar now we're reading is part of the dementia story. Because it's not just damaging the eyes, the heart, the kidney and the nerves to the legs. It's now damaging the brain. As you get older, your brain shrinks. And if you've got sugar damaging, it shrinks more. And then the pathways don't work properly and you're more prone to Alzheimer. So let's ease off all this sugar. Sugar is the new nicotine. We tried to stop people smoking. Now we've got to stop them eating all this sugar. The other ingredient in the BioGluco Control is from a berry from the mountains of Chile. And this berry has a wonderful property. It's been eaten for centuries by people living up in the mountains of Chile. Chile is 7,290 miles away. That's why we've never heard of this berry. But what the berry does, it stops starch breaking down to sugar. Remember, starch is in bread and potatoes and pizza and pasta and rice. Starch is in swedes, turnips, parsnips. This is food, but if you have too much, all starch breaks down to sugar. So if you have too much of starchy foods, you're getting too much sugar. So the pathway that turns starch to sugar is brought about by an enzyme called glucosidase. And this berry from the mountains of Chile, and the extract is in the BioGlucose Control capsule, it stops the glucosidase from breaking down all the starch into sugar. You do get some sugar, because you do need some sugar. And then it even controls the speed at which the sugar goes through your bowel wall into your blood. It slows it down. It reduces the amount. It's just amazing. And I've had people, many customers now, who are pre-diabetic, the stage before diabetes, and one in five of the listeners, one in five of the population, which is 60 million, divided by 12, you know your 12 times table, so 5 12s are 60. So 12 million people on this island called Great Britain are heading to be pre-diabetic, and within 5 years, a third of them, 4 into 12 goes 3, is another 3 million diabetics, added on top of the 4 million at the moment, so we'll end up with 7 million diabetics. And the National
Well,
Health
Dennis, when it comes to mathematics, we have to stop you there, because it's just too much to actually deal with. I think you've raised a number of fantastic points, as ever. Have you had a reasonably interesting mini-lecture with us today?
Sugar is the new nicotine.
Well, on a day when Nobby Styles' son is convinced that it was all down to heading a football that's caused his dementia, who knows where
well,
we're heading?
On top of it wouldn't help.
Exactly.
Would
this is
who would bang their head with a hammer? Nobody.
Well, you know, maybe that's at the heart of Blackpool's challenges. But still, that's for another story for another day. Will you be back with us again next week?
Next Friday, it will be. Thank you.